I smoothed a hand over the white silk of the full-length, sleeveless dress, lightly tracing the black embroidery across the bodice and down the sides as I looked at my reflection. My shoulder-length hair had spent the last hour in hot rollers, making it look like a silver-streaked curly bob. The new do and my professionally applied makeup seemed to take a dozen years off my appearance, but maybe that was wishful thinking on my part. I'd never fretted about my age when Eli had been alive. Growing old was one of the ever-shifting facets of our life and love together. I didn't regret the gray in my hair, or the wrinkles edging my eyes and bracketing my mouth, but it had been a shock to look in the mirror after Eli's funeral and wonder where the last few decades had gone. One moment I was 40, and the next I was 60, a widow, and worried that I'd need to sell our beloved home before I even had a chance to order the headstone for my husband's grave. I wished Eli could see me now. Actually, I wished the Eli prior to his accident could see me now. The Eli I'd been married to the last 10 years of our lives would have felt a pang of regret to see this woman in the mirror. There had been moments when he'd expressed equal parts guilt and frustration over his condition, and claimed that he was nothing more than a heavy stone around my neck, weighing me down. He'd worried that his disability was eating away at our marriage. That hadn't been true. Yes, there were days when caring for him was hard. There were times when he seemed so different from who he'd been before the accident. But together, we'd found a different kind of love than we'd had in the first part of our marriage. Even though I tried to let my memories be a balm to the grief, there were days when the realization that he was gone stabbed sharply in my chest. I'd let him go. I hadn't seen or felt his ghost since Thanksgiving. And although I knew that was the right thing, I missed the comfort his ghostly presence brought me. Tonight felt like a turning point somehow. It felt as if I were taking a step forward out of the old and into something new and different, into something scary. The woman staring back at me from out of the mirror appeared strong, confident, smart, beautiful. Not beautiful like a girl in the first blush of womanhood, or a mother glowing with the frazzled beauty of one who creates and nurtures. No, this woman in the mirror had maturity. She had the beauty of a woman who has seen life, who knows what she wants, who sees through bullshit and isn't about to let anyone, man or woman, take advantage of her. She was sexy, and that's what scared me. I didn't need to be sexy. Okay, a tiny part of me wanted to be sexy, but I didn't need it. Not now. Maybe not ever. There was a little devil on my shoulder that called me a liar. I'd never been a beauty, but at 60, I felt as if I were closer to that adjective than I'd ever been. I knew that I would turn heads tonight. I knew that even in a culture that worshipped the cult of youth when it came to women, I would be seen, respected, admired, and desired. The little devil on my shoulder was excited about that. Actually, the little devil was excited to see one man's reaction in particular. What would Judge Beck say when he saw me? Unbidden, my imagination flew off into scenes of intimacy I had no business thinking of. Yes, he was a very handsome man. These months living with him had revealed him to be kind, honorable, intelligent, fair, and caring. He had a sense of humor. He was an amazing father. If I were to be completely honest with myself, I'd been fighting an attraction to him for quite a while now. But I worried that falling in love with the judge would only end in heartbreak for me.